This is Velas Votivas, a short play by John Minigan. You know, when I was a little kid growing up, church was very different. In those days, Mass was Latin. That was beautiful, you know? It didn't matter nobody understood. The words were beautiful. The music was beautiful. The singing, always beautiful. And the smell, the incense, that was beautiful too. There was nothing beautiful about yesterday. I mean, no, it started nice enough, but this morning, I've been thinking how in those days, the men would come to church in a nice jacket, a shirt, and a tie, and the ladies would wear their nicest dress and have a little handbag, and they didn't come into the church, whether it was Mass or not, without a hat. And sometimes, they even had gloves. Whatever happened to gloves? But the biggest thing, the priests in those days, they didn't have to look out at the people. They had their back to the congregation and everybody faced toward the altar. We all looked in the same direction. It was a strange thing not looking at people, but I guess nobody ever thought about that. This morning, I've been thinking how her name was Martha, the woman yesterday, and I've been thinking how a few years ago, I was on a retreat. And they asked us to pick out the moment we were sure, the moment we knew we had a calling. I knew exactly. I've always known the exact moment. You see, when my mother's sister died, a car accident, she was just only 30, 35 years old. When her sister died, there was a Mass, you know, first a wake, then a Mass. I was 8 years old. And my mother, she was so strong. She looked right at the people. She looked them right in the eye. She told stories and she cooked food and she cleaned up after everything. Then the next day, she said to me, "Dominic, we have to go to church today." It wasn't Sunday. I said, "Why do we have to go to church, Mama? We went there yesterday for the funeral." "That was for everybody else," she said. "Today is for Martha." My aunt was a Martha too, just like Martha, the woman yesterday. So my mother and I, we walked the 3 blocks to the church and went up the front steps and she stopped me and said, "Wait." She took out a rosary and she took out a black veil she had folded up in a little pouch in her handbag and she put it over her head and we went inside. It was early, before anybody else was there, and she took me up to the by altar where they had all the candles. Velas votivas, each one in a little red glass, some of them burning, some of them dark. And she took a quarter out of her bag and she gave it to me and said, "Dominic, you go put the quarter in the box. I'm going to light a candle for Tia Marta." Now, I have to tell you, at church, she'd always give me a nickel, a dime for the collection basket when it came around. And sometimes I would put it in and maybe I'd just slip it into my pocket. Because you can put it in the basket and never see it again, or you can have it in your pocket for a chocolate bar the next day. You understand? But that day, I saw her go up and take a match and light one of the candles. I guess she was praying for Martha, only so she was so quiet, I couldn't hear a thing. And she faced away from me. She had her back to me, and she faced the candles on the altar. And I could see her shoulders. I could see them shaking. There wasn't any noise except once in a while that little sound the rosary beads made when they bumped each other. I could see just her shoulders shaking. I put the quarter in the little box, and that was the day I knew. That was the day I was sure. These days, no ties, no white shirts, no gloves. In Fresno, you might have a Sunday or two, it's cold enough, a lady wears a hat, and nobody bothers with candles. These days, somebody dies, the funeral home puts their picture on a website, you sit in your house, in a coffee shop, you write a little memory on your computer. And if it happens like it happened here yesterday, it's in the news. It's on television, the papers, the internet. That's where people go to remember now. But somebody has to light a votiva for Martha. Martha, that's the name she used, but I called her Martha whenever I saw her in church. She came to the first Mass yesterday, November the 5th, 7:30, the first Mass of the day, with Raul, That was the boyfriend. After Mass, I was doing what I like best. I was outside talking to the people face to face, teasing the kids, you know. You bring me any of your Halloween candy? They wouldn't let me trick or treat this year, so I need a chocolate bar from you. And then we heard the pops, two pops, then one more. That was it. I didn't want to believe, but I knew exactly what it was. Now, they were separated, but her husband, he knew they were going to be at Mass, so he waited till they came out and got in the car, Martha and boyfriend, ready to go to, well, I don't know where they were going to go, but her husband was waiting. They got in the car, and he went around to the side and took out the gun. I don't know how to say this, and I'm worried I'm going to say it wrong. It's not that I'm thankful. How could you be thankful? But it's good it happened outside. Understand me, God is not watching inside a church any more than he's watching anywhere else. And maybe he's not... I'm glad her husband didn't come inside. That man in Texas, he went inside. Sutherland Springs, the Baptist church. That man went right inside. That was yesterday too, you know, same day. 26 people. Not just Martha and Raul. So what happened here didn't stay in the news. Once that thing in Texas happened, I knew nobody would remember what happened at St. Alfonso's. Nobody would remember Martha. Como pueblo amado de Dios, estamos llamados en y a través del Espíritu Santo a vivir en unidad y amor. That's the start of our parish motto. As God's beloved people, we are called in and through the Spirit to live in unity and love. It's hard to remember that today. It would be hard to face the people and say that today. There was a day that I knew. There was a day that I was sure. Today is Monday. I don't say Mass today. I don't have to look at my congregation in the eyes. I can do like the old days and turn my back and look at the altar and light una vela for Martha. I thank God. That's all I have to do today.